You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Spring is when plans start becoming real, trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context. The way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
True North Stores Beverage Clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Covers the Tigers for the Detroit Free Press. He's down in Orlando for the winter meetings. He is Evan Petzold. And Evan, just so you understand, our drive into work today, snowy, treacherous. Whose lane is it anyway? I'm assuming conditions a little nicer in Orlando?
A little bit nicer in Orlando, yes. But some cloudy weather the first 2 days
here
at the winter meetings. And then we should get some sunshine here today in the afternoon. But much better than driving around in the snow. Not knowing where you're going.
When are you coming back?
Coming back tonight, actually. So the Rule 5 draft is tonight, where you know some minor league names get moved around, and then after that, I'll be coming back to shovel my driveway.
So let's start with Tarek Skubal. What are you hearing? What's the latest?
Yeah, Tarek Skubal is the hottest name here at the winter meetings, and just to get this out of the way, I don't think the Tigers will trade him. I don't think the Tigers will extend him. And I don't think the Tigers will go all in to win with him before free agency. As for the latest, the Tigers have shifted their tune. They had these flurries of no comments at the general manager meetings in November. And now here at the winter meetings, Scott Harris is saying that he's listening to offers. So the Tigers are entertaining Tarek Skubal trade offers. There's no question about that. I think the Dodgers and the Mets are the top teams that could trade for him. As of how the upcoming expiration of the collective bargaining agreement impacts this situation with the chances of a lockout, I don't know that anyone truly knows. But as a reminder, the CBA doesn't expire until December 1st, 2026. And as we know, free agency starts at the beginning of November. So if a team like the Dodgers, if they want to sign Tarek Skubal for more than $400 million in the first month of free agency next offseason, they can. I mean, right before the expiration of the last CBA, we saw the Texas Rangers sign both Corey Seager for $300 million and Marcus Semien for $175 million. So I don't think the CBA hurts Tarek Skubal. I think it could actually help him if there is a deadline for teams to make moves. Deadlines force action, and if you're Tarek Skubal, you want all the action you can get next offseason. As for where we're at right now, Scott Harris, he is afraid to take a risk. I think that kind of leads me to believe that they're going to keep Tarek Skubal, let him walk after the season, collect the draft pick after the first round when he signs elsewhere in free agency. Like, if Scott Harris is too scared to build around him, then how is Scott Harris going to have the guts to trade him? For a trade to happen, I think the Tigers would just have to be overwhelmed by the return. But Tigers view Skubal as the best pitcher in baseball. The other 29 teams say he's a one-year rental. It just makes it hard to line up on value.
Do we know if the Tigers have made any credible offers to him in the last couple months since the season ended?
As for a contract extension, I haven't heard about any renewed negotiations between the Tigers and Skubal. Like, the last I heard is what I've reported, 4 years, less than $100 million after the 2024 season. Publicly, his agent, Scott Boras, has come out and talked at both the general manager meetings and the winter meetings this offseason about Tarek Skubal being ready to listen to anything and everything from the Tigers. So that makes me think that they are still waiting on another offer from the Tigers.
So you opened it up by saying you don't think they trade him. You don't think they extend him. So let's start with the first trade. Why not? Why not trade him?
I just think it makes it really hard to line up on value. Like, if you want to get what you think Tarek Skubal is worth, but other teams view him as a one-year rental, that's really difficult to line up on a trade. And if you say, oh, the Dodgers could trade for him and then sign him to an extension, why would Scott Boras do that? Like, for example, if the Dodgers are willing to trade for Skubal right now and sign him for $400 million before he hits free agency, well, what if the New York Mets are willing to do $450 million in free agency? And then what if the Dodgers would then be willing to go to $500 million in free agency? And maybe the New York Yankees go crazy and they say, you know what, we'll do $550 million. I mean, a trade and sign scenario is not going to accomplish a bidding war. And I think Scott Boras wants a bidding war for Tarek Skubal in free agency, specifically before the CBA expires. And then in terms of what you're getting back, like, if you're the Tigers and you decide that you're not going to trade him, you can't extend him, and if they're not going to go all in to win with him, because they didn't do that last year, remember. Like, they had the opportunity to go all in at the trade deadline to win with Tarek Skubal, and they didn't do it. So what makes you think they're going to do that in 2026? I just think that if that happens and the Tigers don't win the World Series, that's going to be a huge blemish on Scott Harris's resume. I know he doesn't like to take risks, but to me, like, doing nothing when you have a Hall of Fame caliber talent like Tarek Skubal in this situation is a pretty big risk, and it could come back to haunt him. I just think a trade is so much easier said than done, especially when the two sides just aren't going to align on value, because the Tigers, understandably so, they want a haul. But a team like the Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees, whoever it may be, they're still going to view him as a one-year rental because that trade and sign is just so unlikely.
Talking to Evan Petzl, Detroit Free Press. He's down at the winter meetings covering the Tigers and all things baseball. Who are players that the Tigers have been linked to at the meetings?
That's a big question. What happens next? I mean, we got Jack Flaherty back, Gleyber Torres back, Kyle Finnegan now has returned, Drew Anderson signed for $7 million coming over from the Korea baseball organization. So the 2026 Tigers are looking a lot like the 2025 Tigers. I think running it back is probably not a solution that you want if you want to ultimately win the World Series. But one new name to keep an eye on from the position player side is shortstop Ha-Sung Kim. I think he could be an even better fit than Alex Bregman. Now, I'm not calling Ha-Sung Kim a better player than Alex Bregman, but for how the Tigers are talking and for how we've watched the Tigers act under Scott Harris, Ha-Sung Kim just seems like a better fit than Alex Bregman. The Tigers say they don't want to block their young players, which doesn't make any sense because they continue to block guys by locking Gleyber Torres in as a second base only player. But if you don't want to block Colt Keith from playing third base, and you don't want to block Max Anderson from playing third base, and that's what I'm expecting, Colt Keith against righties, Max Anderson against lefties, they're at third base for opening day. If you don't want to block those guys, Ha-Sung Kim is a good fit because his primary position is shortstop, so we push Javi Baez to a more fitting utility role. The Tigers want that from Javi Baez anyway. They want him to play some shortstop, some center field, maybe some other positions in 2026. When Ha-Sung Kim is right, it's elite swing decisions, a ton of contact with the bat-to-ball skills, drawn walks, limiting strikeouts. Like, he probably wouldn't hit in the top half of the lineup, at least not right away, but he would provide some significant length to the lineup. That's where Ha-Sung Kim comes in. I think there is open playing time there at shortstop. As for pitchers, the Tigers have shown interest in guys like Michael King for the rotation, Pete Fairbanks for the bullpen, but that was before signing Drew Anderson for 1 year, $7 million, and Kyle Finnegan for 2 years, $19 million. So I think we could be looking at, I know this is scary for you guys, but and for all Tigers fans too, we may be looking at more Finnegan and friends in the bullpen. I don't think the Tigers are going to make another big upgrade to the rotation either. I think Drew Anderson may have been their big rotation upgrade, even though he's probably going to wind up in the bullpen, and Kyle Finnegan was probably their big bullpen upgrade. I think you're going to see the Tigers sign a lot of depth starters, a lot of depth relievers to compete for jobs in spring training and ultimately fill roles in Triple-A Toledo. Do not count on a big-name starter or a big-name reliever, but definitely keep an eye on Ha-Sung Kim at shortstop.
So I want to go back and ask you a couple of questions about Skubal. If They're not going to trade him. They're not going to extend him. In your estimation, you've researched this. You know more about this than anybody else that we've talked to. What is the best scenario? What's the best outcome that we can expect for the Tigers and Scooble scenario?
The best scenario is, in this case, if the Tigers can't extend him and if they don't trade him, the best scenario then would be to go into 2026, and it seems like they may just run it back outside of a few extra additions, and you win the World Series. Like, that is the best case scenario, is you find a way to get past the ALDS, you get into the ALCS, you surprise somebody, you win the World Series. And that's where I do think, again, like, Scott Harris does not like to take risks, but if the Tigers do nothing here, if they stand pat, they hold on to Tarik Skubal, they try to win the World Series, then they let him walk in free agency, they get the draft pick compensation after the first round, like, they can go that route, but you better win the World Series. And if you don't, that's a huge blemish that could come back to haunt Scott Harris.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, and it becomes a risk in its own way, right? There is the risk that you don't win the World Series. So even if you don't want to take risks, you're kind of forced to take some level of risk in this offseason going into next year. Before we get you out of here, you had the headline, Tigers lukewarm on Alex Bregman. And we know they pursued him heavily a year ago, and maybe they will again this year. Why would they not be interested the way they were a year ago?
Alex Bregman is such a great player, such a great leader behind the scenes. He does everything that you would want him to do, but you're right. The latest update there is the Tigers entered the winter meetings with lukewarm interest in Alex Bregman, and from everything I've gathered over the past 2 days, the Tigers are not preparing to chase Bregman this offseason like they chased him last offseason. Do I think Alex Bregman will be a Tiger in 2026? No, I don't think he will be a Tiger in 2026. Now, that can change right, if the Tigers redefine their interest. But nothing that I'm hearing from either side right now is linking the Tigers to Bregman like it was last offseason.
I'm just going to ask, maybe got to speculate here, like, why the change? Because last year it felt like they were much more serious. If you had to speculate or what you're hearing, why would that same interest not be there now?
Yeah, I just think we know the Tigers like him as a player, and we know the Tigers offered him the 6 years, $171.5 million with an op-ed after 2026 last offseason, then Bregman signs with the Red Sox. I think there were some sour feelings there on the Tigers side of things, but as much as Bregman turned down the Tigers, and we've talked about this before, the Tigers also turned down Bregman. Like, the Tigers rejected 2 offers from Bregman's camp last offseason, 6 years, $186 million with an op-ed after 2025, and 7 years, $200 million. So the truth is the Tigers could have had Alex Bregman if they simply accepted one of those. I also think that we have to talk about the payroll. Like, that is a situation where, you know, Tigers, a lot of people think they're acting like a small market. But when I think about the market, small, mid, large, like, take a look at the payroll. Like, the Tigers have a projected payroll of $175 million in 2026, which ranks 14th among the 30 MLB teams right now. Now, that can change before opening day. But in 2025, the Tigers had a payroll that was at $143 million. So the projected payroll for 2026 is actually higher than the 2025 payroll by nearly $15 million. So I think having a payroll that ranks around 14th in MLB, like, that is the definition of a mid-market, but it's higher than where it was last season. So, I mean, you talk about trying to bring Alex Bregman back, you're pushing $180 million for the 2026 payroll. Like, that's not something the Tigers have shown any willingness to do. So I think that's a part of it as well.
He's Evan Petzold. Enjoy the sun, because there's not going to be much when you get back here.
Hey, thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it. Anytime.
Covers the Tigers for the Detroit Free Press, 97.1.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your finances. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.